And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go, another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa and the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right here next to the San Diego Landings in San Diego, with Mr. Rod Halpern from War Heroes on Water, talking some great, the big event this year.
Yeah.
And it's not as big as normal because of what's going on, but it's still a big event, right?
It is. Yeah. I mean, it's still a pretty good deal. We got 12 boats and 36
guys. That's awesome.
Totally.
And name the captains. I mean, this is like the who's who of fishing in Southern California.
Well, like, you know, you got your Steve Lasley, right?
Yeah.
You got your Jimmy Kingsmill. Sure, we got Sean Morgan. In the past, we've got guys like Dave Hansen, who's down in Cabo right now. And then you got Grant Hunter, and you got Kyle Dickerson, and you got, you know, guys on the deck. You got Jimmy Decker, Bob Hoos, Ben Seacrest. I mean, you just, like, you go down the list. If you've heard of them, if you've seen these guys,
right. Yeah.
They've been out there. You know, Pat Holmes, you got the Beak spinning it.
Beak.
And now his son Shane is, you know, is on a crew. And, like, I mean, you just, like, you look at who's who. You got the Motivator. You got, I mean, you've got all these great boats, all these great crews.
All the highliners.
It's like you took the lineup, the Gambler, you know, Billy McGowan, yeah. Those guys. Everyone's been in it.
Yeah.
And, like, you take a look at the roster from the Zangre or the Catalina Classic, you know, and we just, let's face it, those guys' phone numbers are in my phone. So,
yeah.
Anthony says,
I need you.
Can we get 10 boats? And I make seven phone calls. I got 12 boats.
Wow.
Because they got a friend. The Prime Time, that 130-foot, you know, it's just like unbelievable boats.
Such great support.
Yeah, Real Time and Grant Hunter. You remember Grant? Like,
oh, yeah.
They had a great time last year. And, you know, we just, we're kind of selective.
Like you said, I'm sure there was a lot more people that wanted to participate, but it takes a certain level of boat and captain and crew to be able to house people for multiple days, keep guys comfortable. You know, I mean, you're not throwing them on an air mattress, you know, in the cockpit. You know, you need to have the right rig to really show these guys the time that they deserve for being, you know, true heroes on the water.
And when we call it War Heroes on Water, we're not joking about the on water part. Like, this year, they're going to get on the boat on Thursday, and they're not getting off the boat till Sunday.
Wow.
Like, you are living on the boat.
Sure.
So, you know what that means is guys on a yacht doing that. But, I mean, yeah, your boat's got to be capable. You got to carry a lot of water, a lot of groceries,
right.
A lot of bait. And then we make them fish for 10 different kinds of fish. You know, marlin and swordfish and bluefin and yellowfin and calico bass and rockfish and sea bass and halibut and yellow.
They're busy.
So the crews are, like, losing their mind because they got to bring all the tackle for
all these different things.
And then trying to figure out in 2 days of tournament fishing, well, I'm going to do 4 hours of this on this tide and then move over here and the weather's going to be good. So they got to – it's a chess match. And it's not like – there's no big – prizes for trophies and bragging rights, but
there may be no big prizes, but I can tell you one thing for sure. I know for a fact that all of those captains do this because it's such a good event, and they do it for those heroes. But you put that collection of guys together and tell me that they don't want to beat their buddies. That's a real deal.
So, like,
they want the win.
Yeah, and like last year, you know, I won't call them out of the blue, but the bullpen, you know, when you got Seth DuBois and you got, you know, Zach and all those guys out there and Dave DuBois, you know, those guys come out on the bullpen and they're like, oh, we're up here against all these big guys, and they ran away with it. They put a guy on a 300-pound bluefin, which this year is like, okay, but last year was a big deal. They waited
a
day.
A big deal this year, too.
Well, they waited a
never
day.
Never not going to be a big deal.
They waited a day later in Avalon at 297 when it sat in the bag, and they had another one in the bag, too. You know, just 120 or something like that. They caught a marlin on the pre-fish day and early. I mean, those guys, and they caught some big rockfish and some nice calico, you know, because they're over there at Clemente, so...
And that's the thing. Like, there's a points per pound and a species thing, right? So you could focus on inshore and put some serious weight together.
You can win this tournament on the anchor for sure.
Okay,
but you can win it offshore. But, like, if we make sure these guys, they catch a bunch of calico, they catch a bunch of rockfish.
Yeah, they have fun.
And then you never know what's going to swim through. The first year, Dave Hansen came in. He anchored at Long Point, waiting for his ride. The kid that was on it, he lost a bluefin after like 6 hours. They lost it at Gaff at the dark. It pulled the the face of the fish off. Like, it didn't come unbuttoned. It just, the fish came apart, and they lost it there. And then so he comes in on the anchor, the same guy that was on the fish, soaks two sardines and catches two yellowtail and wins the yellowtail division in the last 5 minutes. This is him winning his trophy right there. Look at that guy.
Rad.
I mean, just look at that face. This kid told me he said, I've had some bad days after that, like 5 minutes after that picture. As you see the smile on my face, this guy's he's missing his arm. He's got a messed up leg, stuff like that. He says, you could not remove this smile with surgery.
Cool. That's so cool.
And I cried.
And the power of fishing. The power of fishing and camaraderie, you know, and such a great event to take these people out. So, got a text, again, on our Let's Talk Hookup app is where you can text us. How do I get in touch with War Heroes on Water and possibly sponsor some events? Didn't put his name, but that's okay.
So that's
put your name.
Yeah, so same thing. Visit our website, warheroesonwater.com, and then the contact us is where all this stuff's at. If you want to donate, you hit the Donate Now button. It's right there, and it goes right to Freedom Alliance page. It gets credited to War Heroes on Water. We got an ad in this month's Pacific Coast Sport Fishing. We got an ad coming out in next week's log. If it's hard for you to remember that website or whatnot, then look for those ads. Find us on Facebook. Find us on Instagram.
Yeah, very active maybe on social media.
Maybe I can twist Pete's arm to put something up on his website here and for your readers.
Yep.
And we're all over the place. The community is supporting us. Every media publication you can think of, Western Outdoor News, Bloody Ducks, they're all going to help us out here and get the word out. Yeah, so look us up anywhere or call my cell phone.
All right. What's the cell phone number?
714-293-3290. But wait till the show's over.
Please. All right. Hey, you want to get through 833-288-0973? Giving away a trip on the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. Go catch some yellowfin, some dorados, some yellowtail.
Oh, those guys are having great fishing right now. What a great opportunity to go on a trip like that. Yeah, exactly. Big yellowfins, big schools of dorado. I mean, those guys, I know the fishing's been good at the Coronado Islands again, but the fishing is so good offshore that those guys, they can't, I think they had 90 yellowfin yesterday, fish up to 40 pounds. You're not going to drive away from that to go do other things. It's really good. Really, really good full-day fishing right now, and we're stoked. And we're stoked to be giving away that spot again. Full-day trip on the San Diego at the end of the show to one lucky caller at 833-288-0973.
All right, let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it. We're going to talk to Chuck calling us from Dana Point this morning. Hi, Chuck. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Glad to hear you on the mend there, Ricky. Get you back on the water.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
Hey, yeah, man. You guys, thank you for all your service from top to bottom, there's boats that will take you out. You look at the lands like Dana Wharf has the Clemente, and we'll take you guys out, even if you're in a wheelchair. If you don't have a buddy, believe me, we enjoy teaching you guys how to fish. And the smile, like you were saying about your friend, it's a life changer, These guys are putting their lives on the line. Even if you're just in the Marines down here, they come aboard, we take care of them, show them how to fish, get some fish in their bag.
Awesome.
Just the stories from where they're at and where they've been. It's just a joy.
Share the joy of fishing.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what it's all about, right?
So it's where we go to heal, man. It's where I go to heal. So.
Yeah, no doubt.
Me too.
Yep.
Hey, thanks a lot.
And there's
for
always
the call.
A boat for you guys, even the twilight, if you can't take the heat. Come out on a twilight. Easy stuff, buddy.
Good
for
call,
sure.
Chuck.
All right. Thanks a lot
for
the call.
Have you guys.
We appreciate
Have a
that.
Good one.
All right. A text from John in Escondido. If he wants to, says, if I want to donate to War Heroes on the Water, how do I do it?
Same thing. Go to our website, warheroesonwater.com. There's a Donate Now button, and you click that. It takes you right to Freedom Alliance. You type in your credit card number, and they'll take it as tax deductible. They're the 503C or whatever that's called.
501C.
501C, yeah. So it's a tax deductible deal. The money gets used for all the right stuff.
That's
so
cool.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, that is cool. And when you say the right stuff, it's partially to take these war heroes out fishing, but there's a lot of other things that takes scholarships for their kids,
I love that kind of stuff. Yeah, the Gold Stars, they have the scholarship for the Gold Star kids. They have all these different things. They have, obviously our war heroes thing, but they have all different kinds of outdoor excursions that they do. Again, they help these guys out. Sometimes just, getting over the hump of the month of extra expense, help them with their medical stuff. The prosthetics they need, they give the guys these four-wheel drive wheelchairs if they need them.
Just do it right.
Some kind of, other just mental stuff, They really, really, it's a great organization. They do a great job, and I can tell you they're saving lives.
That's cool. All right.
All right. Well, hey, with that, it's time to find out what's going on the water. Another War Heroes on the Water participant, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide, is on the line with our FishDope.com report, which today is sponsored by Ann's and Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. Check out the Fish Pro series and their custom yellowfin and bluefin knives from Anza, made from high carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and they're easy to sharpen. Anza knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details and get the Fish Pro series at Fisherman's Process. And we got him on the line, Captain Dave Hansen. What's up, Dave?
Well, hey, good morning, Rod, Pete, Rick. Hey, I just want to say good morning to Steve and to Jeff. There's a couple War Heroes that are listening. I stay in contact with all the guys all the time. And Rod, Anthony, this thing is absolutely insane. We're not going to talk about Fish Report today. We're going to talk about War Heroes on Water and Freedom Alliance. Gang, you got to reach down and you got to get involved, because it is an absolute life changer. After I just heard you talking, Rod, I tried to pull myself together, because that afternoon with Brian, well, the whole trip with Brian and all the guys, and then last year, our trip with the guys, and just the camaraderie and to sit down with those guys and listen to their stories. And because of what they have done, it has allowed me to fish for the last 44 years for a living, which is absolutely one of the most sacred things in my life. And these guys made it possible. So if you guys think that you might want to get involved, you all want to get involved. And War Heroes on Water is super special. You want to be up there for the parade. Get whatever you can. Get your buddy's boat. Get a friend. Go rent a Duffy. Be there Thursday afternoon for that parade. It's a life-changing event. And War Heroes on Water is there. War Heroes on Water is there for everybody all the time, year-round. But Freedom Alliance is also there. Make that donation. It will be a life-changing donation for anybody that makes the donation, plus all the War Heroes. This thing is super special, guys and gals that are listening to the show. Every time I think about being involved, it touches my heart deep down inside. And I just thank Anthony and Rod for letting me be a part and opening me up to this part of our world that needs to be exposed, because there's a lot of stuff going on in these guys and gals' lives that we need to be there to support them. So I'm sorry I didn't give you guys a fish report, but everybody knows the fish are biting. But this is what we got to be. We got to be in contact with this.
Hey, Dave, when you first were asked to participate in War Heroes on Water, how did your attitude from then change to how it is now?
Well, you know, I didn't get it, and I thought, wow, I'm going to get to go fish against Jimmy and Steve and Beak and Shano and those guys that we all grew up together, and we're going to go have a fun tournament. It isn't even close to anything that I thought it would be. It's nothing about that. Steve, me, Jimmy, all of us captains, we're just about the guys. We're just about catching some fish. Yeah, there's a little tiny bit of competitiveness between us, but it's all about getting those guys out on our boats, sitting in the wheelhouse, talking to them, eating with them, being the whole experience is way more than I could ever imagine. And when Rod called me and asked me, I didn't even ask my boss yet. I just said yes, because I knew my boss would be involved. And my boss started a whole, my old boss on the Wild Sack started a whole new division in his company, and he hires these guys, and he has one of them, Brian, the guy that you just saw the picture of. He's working for the boss now.
No way.
It just changes your life. It's mind-boggling. You can't understand it till you live it, and it's real. It's absolutely real, dude. I had to pull myself together because I was bawling like a little baby a few minutes ago.
Oh, that's awesome,
wow,
buddy.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a very emotional experience to be associated with this these great people that have given so much for
totally.
Our freedom, for sure. And, Dave, thank you for all you do. And, of course, if you do want the real fish report, fishdope.com is your source, because that's where it's going to be. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase. No space. Hook up now is your $20 code. And Dave, how do we find you?
Well, gang, you can go over to my website at yoursaltwaterguide.com. Check out everything. And I do a live show every day at noon, except Saturdays and Sundays on Facebook. And believe me, for the rest of up until the tournament starts, we'll talk about it every day on the show. This is super important for all of us to get involved, and not just during the tournament, but all the time. Freedom Alliance is always there for all of us. So, gang, I will talk to you guys next Sunday. Thanks for letting me talk today, and Rod, good luck out there.
Thanks, Dave. Great to hear your voice.
Good job, Dave.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Thanks for what you do, too, for the War Heroes on Water, for sure. You know, I think that this October 1st boat parade is going to be a big deal.
I think so, too.
Yeah, and I don't think you're going to have enough flags to have 100. 100 flags is not going to be enough, Rod.
Well, that's okay.
You can print more.
Yeah, we can get some more. It's not too late to up my order if I need it.
Okay, all right.
I'm stoked, man.
I think that's really cool that people are going to really step up and just show their support for these war heroes by just doing a simple parade. Again, October 1st, 4:30 p.m. in Newport Harbor, right?
Yeah. So, you know, it's a real patriotic community up there. It's a real patriotic community just around here, and to have these guys come from all over the country and be on the water in Newport and look around and see all these American flags and all these people, and to, hey man, I'm not alone. Besides the other vets that are here, besides these crews, these people, they feel the love, and so they never feel alone.
Yeah.
Will the War Heroes be part of the parade too?
Yeah. All the participating yachts, we load them up.
Of course,
up first.
They're loading, and then they go fishing.
The first batch of boats is our tournament boats, and everybody else behind us. And then, once it wraps up, those guys are just going to keep going out the jetty. Might stop at the bait barge, but and then they're going to wake up Friday morning on the fish.
I just think it's so cool too, because like you said, not everybody has a Steve Lasley and a Jimmy Kingsmill and a boat that can accommodate those war heroes for multiple days, but everybody can come down and show their support this way, and I love it. I can't
absolutely
wait.
And if you don't got a boat, we're going to find a way to get you out there if your heart so desires.
Yeah, and there's rental boats you can be on. It does.
Yeah, we got the Duffy guy.
What about kayaks?
Whatever. If you want to paddle for an hour and a half, then bring it on. You don't have to fly the flag or put a flagpole up. And like I said, we're going to see if we can't get a charter or two out of one of the sport fishing landings or the hornblower or something like that.
I love it, man.
And put some groups
just
together.
Just get people involved.
Yeah.
All right. Fantastic. All right. Well, phones are packed. Let's go ahead and jump into it.
You got it, buddy. We're going to start this one off with Mike, who's gone on some Rosemead this morning. Hi, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning there, Pete, Rick, and Rod. Once again, I'm going to thank you again, Rod, for all the service you do. And it's kind of heart-wrenching how our people take care of other people, our government. I don't like talking politics or religion, but I have to give you a little point of view here, if that's okay. Our government, I'm sure, takes care of our veterans that need it. But when our local state and local governments would rather support these political groups that think that their skin color is more important, or these men who want to dress like women or women dress like men and prancing around in Halloween costumes, wreaking havoc in the streets, that their lives are more important.
Yeah, well, we don't like to involve politics but the bottom line is
this is not a political parade that we're doing. This is Americans supporting America, and I don't care who you want to vote for president. I don't care all that stuff.
It doesn't matter.
But come
politics
on out.
Don't matter.
You support these guys, then come support these guys. We are going to play the national anthem, and I don't think everyone's going to be on their 2 feet. No. Their hats are going to be off, and their hands going to be in the right spot.
And that's the thing, is you look at these guys that have given so much to this country, and they are so supportive of America and the support of the United States. And think about what they've given.
And they signed up for it.
They signed up for it.
You know, they knew
what
they were up against.
Like
they support. Volunteered.
Yeah, these guys are the heroes for sure.
They are.
Definitely. But appreciate the opinions.
Yep,
definitely.
No problem. Well, let's jump right back into the phones. And why don't this time we talk to Harry. He's calling us from La Jolla this morning. What's up, Harry? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Rod, I want to thank you for what you do, and I want to share with you a couple of things. My grandmother had 4 boys, no daughters, and World War II came along, and three of my dad's brothers, all three of the brothers, joined the military. One joined the Air Force, one joined the Navy, and the other joined the Army. The government wouldn't take my dad because the three of the boys are already taken, and I was born. And my family was very blessed by the fact that all three of the boys came back unscathed and unhurt. And I feel very strongly about what you're doing with the vets today. And like I said, I wanted to share with you the story, but I also want to share with you, I'd like to contribute $1,000 towards your program.
Wow.
And thank you for what you do.
Well, we appreciate that. Wow. Again, we put in some work, but it's the community that does it. Without the community, we just got an empty basket here. The vets appreciate it. We appreciate it. It's certainly an honor to serve. I didn't serve in the military. This is what I can do. My dad's generation, my mom's generation, they did. We've got some that never came home from that war. So.
Now, if somebody's got that same feeling like Harry and they want to donate, again, you've talked about it multiple times, but somebody's hearing like, man, that's right, I want to do that same thing. One more time, go over how the best way for somebody to donate to War Heroes on the Water via Freedom Alliance.
It's real easy. You go to our website, warheroesonwater.com, and there's a Donate Now button, and you click that. It takes you right to this Freedom Alliance dedicated page. You put your credit card number in there, and off you go. If it's easier to, for some reason, if some people got to write a check, then you got to reach out to us, and we got to do some logistics there. But really the best way is you put it right on your credit card.
Goes to Freedom Alliance.
It goes to Freedom Alliance.
Which is a 501c3
right,
tax
deductible. So it's total tax deductible. It gets the link from us goes through there, so we get credit for it, if you will. Like, you know,
yeah.
War Heroes on Water, so... It helps support this event, future events, and they just know where it came from, and so that's how you do that. So you just hit our website. If you can find us on Facebook or that, I said look in some of the fishing and boating publications. We got some ads out right now where it's there. Warheroesonwater.com.
Wow.
People spell here. Yeah, wow is what we call it, and it's heroes H-E-R-O-E-S. A lot of people
H-E-R-O-E-S.
A lot of people skip the E, yeah. Including our first logo we made.
Yeah. Really? Oh,
we got it fixed.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, we're fishermen. We're not English majors, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Hey, and Harry. Thank you
for your generous donation.
You are a true hero yourself for doing that.
So yeah, we very much appreciate that.
Appreciate that very much. All right, let's go ahead and jump back on the phones, Rick.
You got it, buddy. How about this time we talk to Doug. Doug's calling us from El Cajon this morning. Hi, Doug. Welcome to the show. Looks like we might have just lost Doug, but no worries. How about then we talk to Rich. He's calling us from Bradley this morning. Hi, Rich. Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks. This time of the year, the weather is liable to switch at any moment. Even when you're looking at the forecast, you see storms approaching. What's your strategy for planning a trip either before or after the storms, or how long do you want to wait until it blows over when we've had some really big ones come through?
Well, Rod, when you're going fishing, what do you look at?
Well, first I look and see what that wind's doing. I use that Windy TV app. That seems to be pretty...
Yeah,
pretty good
if
picking the weather, and you can look at
very. Sometimes they miss, but most of the time they don't.
Yeah, and I start watching it a week out, and as it gets closer and closer, I pay attention to that. And then within the next the first couple days or two before, I'll go to the NOAA website and take a look at their zone forecast and things like that. Not just the wind, but the sea condition and stuff like that. And then I try and plan my trips, and I've got the Sirius weather app on the boat, so I can kind of see where the wind's blowing. And sometimes I'll, like going out or coming home, I'll go 4 or 5 miles out of my way to miss some wind. It might cost me a little bit of fuel, but it'll save me a lot of grief. And I can fish then if it's too windy in one zone. I can skip that. I go around a little bit, and it's still fishable for me, so it puts a little more fishing time.
Well, now, wait a minute. You've got the Sirius app on your Simulat electronics on the boat?
Yeah.
And it gives you the current wind condition?
It gives you the wind condition, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, even
when you're offshore.
Yeah, yeah. It's an overlay on the map, just like the SST and stuff like that.
So it's like a GPS type.
Yeah, so you see, like, those wind bars that you see. Gives you direction and like one full, a half, 10, 5, 10, 15 knot, whatnot. And you can kind of see where the areas is. It's blowing a little harder. It's maybe between the islands. But if you go down below, flow a little bit, you know, you can just kind of go around it, and you find a bank down there, or you find a break. So, yeah, but it starts with the windy a couple of days before, then, and it changes over time, so don't get too scared if it looks crappy next weekend, because it might get better. It happened last weekend. And then right when it gets there, I look at the NOAA stuff, and then I on the water, I'm using my Sirius to see if I can't avoid a little windstorm then.
So your suggestion is to check ahead of time and then be boat partners with the Simrad guy so that you have Simrad Electronics to show you, like, real-time
all the latest
wind.
And greatest.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like... You know, it's a lot more comfortable if you can manage
great
the weather.
Info.
I try to fish into the wind in the morning so I can slide down in the afternoon if I could all help it.
Yeah.
You know.
I like it.
If it's one thing or another, coming home from the west is usually a whole lot nicer than coming up from the south. If you can make that plan work into your day.
Although this year a lot of that south wind has kind of messed us up.
Yeah, it's been a weird year.
It's
supposed to be flat, calm, and beautiful, and it's blowing 15 right now, and it's September, right?
Right.
But, you know, the other thing is, at least in terms of those big ones, they like biting in the wind. I mean,
yep.
Obviously, it's not as nice trying to find a kelp in the wind. It's not as nice trying to find a porpoise splash when there's whitecaps everywhere. But if you're trying to trophy hunt, those big ones, they like biting in the breeze.
Yeah.
And you got to have the breeze to get the kite up.
Yeah.
So
and there's a few less boats on the water.
No doubt. It's not all bad things.
Yeah,
that's a good
call.
And
that's when you need a sea keeper.
Yeah. Absolutely.
No doubt about it. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 833-288-0973. I want to tell you about a couple great trips on the Royal Star that I'm just blown away that they have availability on them. 7-day trips, which is what they do this time of the year. One available on September 26th or October 3rd, and then one available October 3rd through the 10th, which is limited to 20 anglers. Now, they only limit it to 22 anyway on the Royal Star, which is a lot. But if you want to go on either one of those trips, check RoyalStarSportFishing.com. Only a spot or two left on those trips. Or give a call to Tracy in the office at 619-224-4764 and grab one of those spots on the Searcher 7, or excuse me, on the Royal Star 7-day. You talk about a great opportunity
on
a great boat, right?
No doubt about it.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one.
And a really good time of year, too. That's why I'm in total agreement with you.
I'm couldn't be better.
Always surprised if there's ever a spot on the Royal Star just with what a great job those guys do, but to have it in prime time is going to be a good trip.
No doubt about it. All right, very good.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, more of your phone calls, more great info. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the Sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish habit, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot fight icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. Most captains agree, the Gamakatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with the introduction of the Nautilus HD, no matter how big the tuna, Gamakatsu has a hook to handle it. The new Nautilus HD is now available with solid ring or standard hook. Get it now at select tackle shops and start getting bit.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing APCO Fillet Knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, APCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, APCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from APCO. Any fish, any water.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great show this morning, man. This is awesome.
Yeah,
talking
really
about
fun.
Just such a great couple of organizations between War Heroes in the Water and Freedom Alliance and all the stories. This has just been awesome.
And talking to Rod and living some good old times that we've had together and stuff like that. If you want to get through, 833-288-0973, open right now. You want to get through, there's your chance. You can also text us on our Let's Talk Hookup app. Just hit text the show, and we'll get the text from you. And indeed, we'll try and get you on, but in the meantime, let's go ahead and jump in the phones.
You got it. Well, the phones are getting packed up. We're going to talk to John. He's calling us from Upland this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Good.
Great.
Morning.
Thanks for joining us.
Hey, I have a one of my friends is a first responder, and I have five spots on the Ocean Odyssey leaving next Sunday, the 20th, and coming back on Wednesday morning. So I was just putting it out there, see if anybody might be interested in taking that spot. It's 6:30 on the Ocean Odyssey.
Okay.
And they just call the Ocean Odyssey office?
Or you can call me at 909-456-6190 because I'd like to return his deposit. It was a $200 deposit.
Gotcha. So your buddy can't go on his trip, and you're hoping to get his spot full.
Right, yeah. He's a first responder, and he's out fighting the fires right now.
He's got to fight the fires, yeah.
Got it.
That's a noble effort for sure.
Right on, John. Well, I hope the right guy finds the spot, and the trip goes, and you guys catch a bunch of fish. One more time, maybe shoot us your number if somebody wants to snatch it up for him.
Yeah, 909-456-6190. And the other option I have is I can call Gina and let her know, too, but I want her to put it out there first.
That sounds good, buddy. All right, well, I hope the right person comes along and snatches it up and it works out for everybody.
Yeah, thanks a lot. And thanks to your friend, too, for being out there on the front lines fighting these devastating fires.
No doubt.
For sure. And best of luck to everybody who's involved in that, too. Thanks for the call. Sam in Oceanside says, what about the service dogs? Do they get to go?
You know, we haven't had that. Well, these guys are all already out of the military that are in. These are, you know... active duty guys got their hands full right now and can't commit, but I imagine some of these owners would let the dog come along. You know?
Yeah. Do some of your guys have service dogs?
I don't know if they have like that kind of service dog. Yeah. You know, some of these guys were the canine guys when they were in.
Sure.
And worked with those guys. I know for sure one of them is going to be here and was here last year. Joe, he's a guy. I've actually pinged him to help get some advice on my puppy because he doesn't quite listen. But and that might be part of the vetting that Freedom Alliance does.
That's
hey,
what
this
I was gonna
probably
say too, yeah.
isn't the best. You know, you got to have some sort of like some of these guys are missing arms and legs and whatnot, or more than one, you know, but that you got to have some mobility to be on the boat and get around,
right,
and stuff like that and live on a yacht. You know, it's smaller quarters. You got to get in the shower. You got to get down the companionway and up and down stairs and ladders. So there is some vetting that goes on, you know, for that.
And it sounds like that's what's so cool about Freedom Alliance. I mean, they're not excluding that person. They're more an organization that knows, okay, well, if this is what your situation is, then this would be a perfect trip for you.
Exactly.
You know? They're just not going to put somebody in a spot where it's going to make it difficult for them over the next 3 days.
Yeah, and someone who's really can manage the 3 days out there.
Yeah, totally.
So.
Indeed. All right, we have the boss on the line. Anthony Shea is on the line. Good morning, Anthony.
Hey, boys, how are you?
What's up, Anthony? We're having a great time with Rod, hearing about the event and all the past stories and all the fun, and then really looking forward to the big parade and the big event coming up. This has been a great morning.
Yeah, I'm glad you're having a good time with Rod. It's hard to have a good time with Rod sometimes.
Oh, we always have a good time. Hey, Anthony, what's this event? Of course, you're kind of the spearhead of this whole thing. What's this event mean to you?
You know, the feeling that you get, guys, from being close to these heroes that ultimately drive the way that we live our life. I think we wake up every day, you know, trying to decide what we want to do for the day, whether we want to do nothing or drive by Starbucks or work on our house or our yard. So that sense of freedom, I think we take it for granted. And these guys are brave men and women. They made all this possible for us. And when you spend time with them and you understand how brave and how selfless they are, it's just amazing. I just wish that we can do more. I wish the country could do more to educate civilians, to have a greater appreciation of our military brave soldiers that are giving their all. And many of them do. They give their all. And those that come back from overseas, us civilians don't understand how difficult it is for them to adjust to normal civilian life. They're trained to kill, and all of a sudden they're back in the world trying to get a job, making a living. It's a very hard transition. So I just think that the appreciation that the community has for them, it just means so much to them, and you can see them light up.
That's cool. That's what's cool. Do you share a fishing story with us with past events of War Heroes on Water, Anthony?
The fishing has been amazing, and you know we have some of the best boats on the coast where our generous and very loving boat owners not only dedicate you know their equipment, their wallet, but they dedicate their time. I mean, some of these guys have very busy lives, and you know, you don't run around owning 50, 60, 70, 80 footers because you know you have nothing to do. So these guys are just very busy with their lives, but you know they give us so much, and just to see these owners get as much out of this as the military folks are getting out of it. And by the way, this is a tournament. These guys fish hard, and but every single day, the stories that we hear when they come back with fishing, it's just a marvelous event. If it wasn't so much work, we would be doing this all the time instead of once a year.
Yeah,
that's
I
awesome.
Can imagine. I mean, very rewarding not only for them but for you too. And I know. Steve Lasley, your captain, is a great guy, a very emotional guy, and I know it means a lot to Steve too. I've talked to him about it, and it is truly a work that is something meaningful for your heart there, Anthony. But one standout, give us a standout of some of the times that you've had on your boat with some of these war heroes and getting these big fish on the things. Do you have any good stories you can share with our listeners about how you're landing these fish?
We do. Yeah, I do. We had a triple on 200 plus bluefin last year. No, the year before, I think. Right, Rod? Was it a year before?
Yeah,
we had
it was a
triple?
Year before. Yeah.
I mean, think about that for for just a second. This is an angling goal for people that pursue it all the time for their whole lives, and
this is a triple
on 200 pounder
off the bow.
Yeah,
off the bow.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
And keep in mind, you know, these guys are injured. You know,
sure.
We've had one guy with one arm and a prosthetic. We had another guy with no legs. And these guys are just, you know, they're just absolutely just warriors. So we have three of them, and of course, as you guys all know, when you double or triple up, the fish all talk to each other and just start swimming opposite directions. So we immediately deploy the inflatable and put the inflatable in the water, and it was
so
cool. It was a funny moment when we decided, you know, who's got to go.
And, yeah,
no,
exactly.
Let's put the Navy guy down there. And they
the Navy guy. He'll go.
Yeah, they threw the Navy guy down there. And then one of the guys said, oh, wait a minute. Navy guys, they need hair gel before they leave out the sea. And they threw him a jar of hair gel.
I did.
And
it,
did you get all three fish?
We got all three.
That's
unbelievable.
So cool.
That's pretty
so
awesome.
Cool.
All right, what's the game plan for this year, Anthony? I know you're going to be out there again starting October 1st with the big parade in Newport. And then what's the game plan to get these guys on some fish?
Well, this year it's more of a boutique year, guys. I mean, we're all been interrupted by, you know, this pandemic and this very nasty virus that's going around the world. So we've shaven back purposely for the safety and the health of all the participants. Instead of 100, we're shaving it down to about 35. And the 35 is all returning heroes. So this is more of a reunion trip. So everybody is really looking forward to that. The fishing is pretty similar to the last few years. I think Rod has developed a point system to equalize the deep drop swordfish, which has been a wonderful fishery for our community in the last few years. But I think overall, Rod, I think the strategy for all the participants is pretty much the same, correct?
Yeah, yeah. Just, you know, go out and catch a bunch of different kinds of fish. Last year we had one boat went to Nick and loaded up on those rockfish and backside of Clemente for bluefin, and this year the marlin will be around and all the kelp patty stuff and inshore
big
stuff.
Big yellows over at Santa Barbara, too.
Yeah, I mean, we're giving them plenty of time to really catch everything and fish a bunch of stuff. And a 10-pound calico equals a 200-pound bluefin the way the points work.
Really?
So,
okay.
I mean,
yeah,
we really put some thought into trying to make it, you can win this thing on the anchor.
So, Anthony, do these guys get pretty competitive?
Oh, man. I mean, they try to hide it, but they are. They're very competitive. I think the boat owners are just as competitive as the anglers. So, you know, these guys are just amazing guys, and we try to cater to them. We you know, by the time they go on the boat, we have their favorite drinks. We have the type of food that they like. You know, we even ask them, you know, whether they like, you know, firm pillows or soft pillows. We really cater to them. It's what's important for us is for them to have a wonderful time and for them to feel loved and supported and appreciated. And then, of course, the fishing in between just becomes that, you know, this great friendly spirit of competition. So, yeah, these guys get very competitive.
That's the thing I like so much about it, and it's very clear from the start. You guys are about no BS. It's no self-promotion. Like, it is for sure about the war heroes. And, yeah, I mean, every step of the way, that's made very clear, both from Rod and yourself, and it's very apparent. This has no merit other than honoring the guys that really deserve to be honored.
Yeah, thanks for saying that. And that's one of our mandates is that, you know, the event, no matter, you know, how much publicity and how big it grows, it can never get beyond the primary objective of the event, which is to recognize our nation's heroes and to provide therapeutic and love and support for those that are participating for those 4 or 5 days. But beyond those 4 or 5 days, the spirit and the outpouring and the overall recognition from the civilian community and how we treat our military personnel when we see them at Starbucks or Walmart or anybody else. This is just sort of lasting through the year. But for those that we touch, that we actually take fishing, it changes their lives, man. It changes their lives. And I'll tell you, and I won't mention any names, but one came up to me last year at the event and said, you know, Mr. Shea, where is your office located? And I said, well, I'm in Foothill Ranch, which is, you know, right near Irvine. He said, I live in San Diego, and I would like my son to come up and meet you. I said, yeah, sure. He goes, my son is 9 years old. Mr. Shea, I want you to know that I want my son to meet the man that saved his father's life.
Wow.
That's powerful.
That's heavy. Yeah.
And,
that's
pretty, you know, what,
and did he bring him up and meet you?
Yeah. And these guys, I've had three guys that came to me directly and gave me stories such as that. So,
wow, that's awesome. Great job, Anthony.
Thanks. We all know the suicide rate of these guys. You know, they're trained to kill people, man. And all of a sudden, they can't do that anymore because they're wounded. And, you know, they're expect now to, you know, get a job valeting valeting cars or being a grocery checker or being a construction worker or whatever else that they decide to do. And it's just very, very, very difficult adjustment when you're deployed in Afghanistan for four, five, six times, and, you know, and your job was to seek and destroy.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It's, we don't recognize that as civilians until you talk to these guys, and then you're just like, wow, this is amazing. While they're doing that, I was complaining because the Starbucks line was too long.
Yeah, well said.
Yeah, so Anthony, follow up on that. Okay, you've turned a lot of these guys on to fishing. How many of them are now passionate about fishing?
Many of them, you know, one of them started a charter business, a freshwater business in Florida. That's Nick. And then many of them have become my friends. Caleb wanted to start a barbecue sauce business that I talked to him about. Mike Naris, which is one of the founding anglers with a Purple Heart. I just took him fishing in Cabo last week. Mike and his girlfriend, Ava. So many of these guys have become my friends. You know, there's absolutely no, distance between myself and these guys, even after the tournament. These are wonderful humans. I appreciate them very much, and, developed friendships with many of them along the way.
That's cool.
I love it.
Well, keep up the great work, and I know Rod's been working real hard to make this abbreviated session this year a big success, and I anticipate that October 1st in Newport Harbor at 4:30, you're going to have a lot of boats participating, Anthony.
Yeah, and the community outpouring, the support has been amazing. And I also want to give a shout-out to the team behind the scenes. To put an event like this together and to do it the way that it's meant to be done, including all the wonderful, you know, graphics and the videos and the promotions, and of course the actual logistics, and Rod has poured his heart and soul into this over the last few years, and I want to give a great shout out for Rod and the rest of the team that are behind the scenes putting this event together.
That's great. And, of course, all those owners of sport fishing boats, the captains of those sport fishing boats that spend their hard-earned dollars and thousands of them to take these guys fishing and support the cause and stuff like that. It's truly a team effort, and to take these heroes out is just so meaningful. It sounds, you can just hear how meaningful
it's
this
palpable.
Is for these guys. Yeah, for sure. Anthony Shea, thank you so much. Thanks for organizing this great event, and we'll look forward to this one and more to come.
Yeah, boys. All right. Great talking
parade.
To you, as always. All right.
Yeah.
Take care of yourself.
Anthony.
All right. Thanks for joining us this morning. Yeah, indeed. So once again, as we wrap up here, Rod, somebody wants to donate, like Harry, $1,000.
That's awesome,
right.
Harry. Good job.
And and also participate in the parade. Kind of give us a rundown.
Yeah, again, like the best way to support this thing, visit our website, warheroesonwater.com, or find us on Facebook.
And spell heroes for us.
H-E-R-O-E-S.
Okay.
You can find us. Go to our website. Look around. Look at some of the videos and pictures. There's a donate now button if you want to go, you know, put your credit card down and give, you know, I don't care if it's $10 or $10,000. Like, we'll take it. Harry, $1,000 is fantastic. Yeah. We love it.
And again, it's a 501c3 charitable corporation that's
right.
tax deductible.
And if you click on the there's a tab for the 2020 event, and then once you click on that, you'll see where you can enter your information to get enrolled here in the boat parade and get more information. We'll reach out to you and go through the nuts and bolts of it. But pretty much, you're going to be there 4:30 p.m. Thursday, October 1st. Hear the national anthem from a name I won't say right now, but I think it's a pretty good name. And
big
then
name.
It's a pretty well. I mean, if depending on what kind of genre of music you're into, you probably heard of this guy. So he might have a cowboy hat on. But
good job, Rod. That's cool.
But so just get involved, and you know, like Anthony said, and Dave and Mike Nares, you heard him. This changes lives. You're going to save one man's life for sure, and his whole family.
That's really cool. Love and not only that, you get a flag when you register. You get a great war hero. It's a really cool flag.
Yeah, and
in fact, the wave the flag.
Yeah, I'm going to give you guys each a flag. Yeah. And
right.
So I need to see. I'm going to put a number on these. If I don't see these flags at the parade, I'm coming after both of you guys.
I'll be up there.
Yeah.
Right. That's awesome. I love stuff like this.
Great event for sure. Hey, thanks, Rod. Appreciate that very much.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing on the San Diego. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Lopresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at RoyalPolarisSportFishing.com or ShogunSportFishing.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, the big winner going fishing on the San Diego, Captain Matt Brawley, Captain Ryan Bostian at a Seaforth Sport Fishing. Big winner going to Doug in El Cajon. Doug, congratulations. Hung on till the very end there. Weren't able to get him on, but we really appreciate it. And congrats, man. You're going to have a great time fishing on the San Diego.
Yeah, and thanks for listening today, everybody. I know it's a different show and not a lot of fishing talk like we normally do, but it's a very important message and important event. And, you know, take a vet fishing.
I love this.
Is what what we're trying to tell you. Whether invite one out on your boat to go fishing, and most of all participate in War Heroes on Water. Once again, Rob, the big event kicks off Thursday, October the 1st.
Correct. Yeah, Thursday, yeah. October 1st in Newport Beach. We're doing a War Heroes on Water Support Your Vets Boat Parade. Information on our website, warheroesonwater.com. Click the 2020 tab to see what's going on for this year. Look at all the pictures and videos. It's a great website. They bring a box of tissues when you watch some of them videos, and it's a great deal. If you want to donate a little bit of money, it's tax deductible. Click the donate now. But really, really important to show your support for these vets.
And again, when you donate, it goes to Freedom Alliance, and that's going to send some of the vets' kids to school do other programs.
They've got a fantastic.
It doesn't go to somebody's yacht or anything.
The yachts, everything's there. Those guys buy the fuel, they pay the crew, they buy the tackle, they buy the bait, they cover all that stuff. It's not for that.
Yeah, all right. Very good. And what's your phone number one more time?
714-293-3290 is my cell phone, and once this show's over, I'll be willing to answer it.
All right.
That's awesome.
Very good. All right. Thanks, Rod. Appreciate that. Thank you for listening today. Thanks to Adam covering for us in the studio there, and of course, the other Adam Clark, our main man on the app, on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Thanks to Adams. We appreciate what you do. And next Saturday, Robbie Gant from AFCO will be here, right here in the world headquarters. Looking forward to having Robbie talking about all the great new stuff coming from AFCO. And then next Sunday, Pat McDonald from Western Outdoor News will be talking about that Los Cabos Tuna Jackpot Tournament and a lot more. He'll be fresh back from Kingfisher Charters, have a good report from Alaska and more. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.